God can use even the commonest of things when it suits His purpose. Two stories illustrate that fact. One is found in the South, one in the North. But both remind us that God needs not the great and mighty. He can use a ham sandwich or a wooden box. From Greenville, South Carolina, Bob Jones University presents Miracles. Sammy Taylor was 18. For as long as he could remember, he'd been hungry. He'd at least had a varied life. He'd gone to school for a few years, worked a little, stolen frequently, and now he was at the end of his rope.
Can't stand it no more. Kill myself all day for nothing, a few lousy quarters, sleep in an alley, start over again. From now on, it's going to be different. Tonight, I'm going to rob me a store, and by morning, I'll be on my way to some big northern city. I'll get a liquor store. They keep lots of money. Got to make it pay. Who cares if I get caught? Nothing could be worse than this.
Sammy decided to rob Joe's package store on the corner of 23rd and North. He knew that Joe kept plenty of money. What he didn't know was that Joe also had a gun.
I'll tell you, it's not going to happen to me. I've heard too much about holdups lately. See what I got right here? A gun. And look how quick I got you covered. And I'll tell you, buddy, I could pull that trigger before you'd know it. Anybody comes in here getting smart, and he's a pretty dead duck. I shoot first, ask questions later. I ain't taking no chances.
Late that afternoon, Sammy shuffled down the street toward Joe's package store and destiny.
Just keep walking natural. Nobody knows what you're up to. Turn the corner. There it is. Tomorrow at this time, I'll be gone from here. I'm leaving this hole.
Pardon me, young fellow.
You know, what? Oh, yeah? What do you want?
You look hungry, son. Had any supper?
Well, no. I'm going to get it after a while. Right now, I'm busy.
How about coming along with me for some soup and a sandwich? Won't take long.
No. I don't know if I want to. Soup and sandwich? You on the level?
Sure. There's lots of food at the little mission down the block, and it's free.
Yeah? Well, maybe. What do they have?
Well, the soup tonight is vegetable, and the sandwich is ham. Smoke cured with lettuce and tomatoes,
yeah,
and all that.
Well, I could stand a ham sandwich. You sure it's free?
That's right. No charge at all.
Guess I'll go look the place over anyway. But tell me, what's the pitch?
It's our way of helping folks who need it.
Sammy felt like he was in a different world when he walked into the little mission. The chapel was simply furnished, but it looked clean and inviting. Through the dining room door, the aroma of food helped Sammy to decide quickly to stay, but just long enough to eat, he told himself.
Well, did you enjoy your supper?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Pretty good. I was kind of hungry, I guess.
Sorry I didn't get your name before. I'm Carl Calvert.
Mine's Sam. Glad to meet you.
From around these parts, Sam?
Yeah. Been here all my life.
Live with your mother and father?
Both dead.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I lost both my parents, too, when I was quite
young. Look, I gotta go. I got something I gotta do.
You needn't rush off. Say, how about another ham sandwich? Yeah.
Sammy surprised himself with his own weakness. Even as he insisted he could stay no longer, deep inside he wanted to. Something about this man, about the kindness shown him, about this place, pulled him gently but firmly away from his original destination. So, a little later, he sat listening intently as Carl Calvert preached in the little chapel.
Somebody asked me this afternoon, "What's your pitch? Why do you just give away your ham sandwiches and offer a man a clean bed to sleep in at night?" Maybe I could explain by starting with a verse from the Bible. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I grew up right here in this neighborhood. Got into trouble, bad trouble, before I was 15. But when I was 18, God sent someone to tell me about the Lord Jesus Christ. How He was God's Son and lived a perfect life. but he died a cruel death on a cross to save us from what our sin would do to us.
God spoke to Sammy's heart that night. When the invitation was given, he was the first to leave his seat and go to the altar. He believed in Jesus Christ as his Savior and began a new life in him. Later, when he talked about it, he put it this way.
Yes, sir. I was headed in the wrong direction and would have ended up in hell. But God sent Carl Calvert to point me to Jesus Christ. He turned me around and put me on the road to heaven. And you know, it all started with a ham sandwich.
That happened in the South. Things happen in the North, too. The plane that circled over the southern Alaska fields held a strange cargo, a rough-hewn wooden coffin and a body. Morticians in Alaska are a scarce breed, and the niceties observed at most burials are few. Some families send the bodies of their loved ones to Juneau for embalming. Others simply ignore these rites. The plane, this foggy day, carried the body of a man ready for burial home from Juneau.
Hey, I ain't switching that radio off. Nothing but static. We're getting too far away to pick up anything now.
Hate to do it. I kind of enjoyed the noise. Better than sitting here quiet with that coffin.
Oh, come on. That doesn't really worry you, does it?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I wished we was back and set down again with this thing delivered. In fact, I wished I'd never said I'd come with you. Now, how do you like that?
They certainly wouldn't have let me make this flight by myself. It'd be a mighty lonely trip. And I'll need somebody to help me unload this coffin.
Okay. Now that I'm up here, I'll stick with you. But how'd you ever get in on a deal like this?
Oh, I don't know. Guess this plane's the only one around big enough to get a coffin in.
Can't really say this one is big enough. I wouldn't mind a little more space between me and it.
Well, make the most of what you have. Settle back for a little snooze. I'll call you if I need any advice.
Yeah, call me for supper.
The old gray mare, she ain't what
well,
she
well.
is.
Well, didn't know you were a singer.
Oh, you awake?
How could I sleep? Might miss some of that fine Opry singing.
A guy's got to do something to entertain himself while the passengers sleep.
Never could get the best of you.
How about getting a candy bar out of that sack and handing me one, too?
Baby Ruth.
That's your supper.
Thanks a lot. I was looking forward to roast beef.
I'm afraid that'll have to wait.
Not too long, I hope. Almost there, aren't we?
Not far. We can see the bay soon. This fog will get worse.
Yeah, it's always worse around the bay. Almost makes you wish you had a land plane, doesn't it?
Not quite. I feel better setting her down on the water rather than wrapping around some tree.
Brother, look at this fog move in.
Yeah. Bad there's no one down there to radio us in. I can't see a thing at ground level.
Can't stay up here all night.
Well, that's sure. Not too much longer, in fact. We ought to be about over the bay right now. Hang on. I'm going to lower this thing down for a look-see. Nope. Can't land in this. Sure, I'm right over the bay. I'd break this thing up if I hit too soon.
What do you suggest?
Well, for a while anyway, we'll just circle around here and wait for something to happen.
Then what?
Well, I guess that depends upon what happens. What? That's it. We're out of gas. Land now whether we want it or not. Hold on.
I am. Can't see a thing.
There's the water. Hang on. Here it comes.
There she goes. Your plane lost to the bay.
That's the least of our worries.
Whew. It's
glacier water. We can't last long in here.
How long do you figure a person can survive?
Oh, maybe 3-4 hours. Not long. I never figured on dying so soon. I always figured on 70 or 80 years.
My dad tried to teach me to count on only one day at a time and commit them all to the will of God. Wish now I'd practiced it.
Did he ever tell you what to do in cases of emergency?
I remember him saying that the Lord takes care of his own.
Well, how does one get to be God's own?
You just ask him to save you. I did that way back. I must have been crazy thinking I didn't need the Lord after I was grown.
Tell me again. I can't die. Not knowing.
A verse just came to me. It says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved."
Well, I want to believe. But tell me what I have to believe.
Just believe on Jesus, that he's God and can save you. Then just ask him to do it.
Oh, that don't seem hard. You're sure it works?
Try it and see. I got some praying of my own to do.
Dear Lord, Father, I thank you.
Bob, you okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not afraid no more. It worked just like you said.
I promised God, if he saw fit to save our lives, I'd sure live for him. No more of this living for self.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Bill, look. What's that?
Where?
Over where the plane went down. Part of the plane, maybe.
Let's go see.
It's the coffin. Floating. Grab hold.
There. I'm up. Grab my hand and pull.
Oh. Good to get out of that icy water.
Praise the Lord. This thing's as sound as a rat. We're saved.
Oh, imagine being saved by a coffin. The Lord sure moves in mysterious ways.
His wonders to perform.
Is there anything too hard for the Lord? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Miracles is a transcribed production of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.